Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Kabir, which when we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this attribute, we understand that it means that Allah is the greatest or the most great. When we stand in our salah and we raise our hands up and we say Allahu Akbar, it's a reminder that again, not just that Allah is great, but that He is Al-Kabir, the greatest. And in standing in that prayer and raising our hands upwards, we're reminding ourselves as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than anything else in our lives. He's greater than our difficulties. He's greater than our challenges. He's greater than the tests that we endure in this dunya. However, you know, from a parent's perspective or even from a spouse perspective, oftentimes when we enter into our salah and we raise our hands and we begin with Allahu Akbar, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His name of Al-Kabir, a million other thoughts enter into our heads. It becomes the period of time where we're thinking, did I feed my children? Did I turn off the stovetop? What my husband said to me the other day starts to come into my mind. What my wife said to me may start to affect my thoughts. Whether or not I paid the bills, whether or not the grass guy is supposed to come and cut the lawn, whether or not the cleaning person is supposed to come. A million thoughts come into our minds as soon as we raise our hands and say Allahu Akbar. And yet that raising of the hands is that reminder that Allah is greater than any of those things. Allah is greater than the thoughts of the mundane, of the dunya that may enter our head into that moment. And sometimes, you know, when we are in the heat of an argument with a spouse, when we are talking to our children but they're being difficult or we're having trouble in getting them to see our viewpoint, sometimes that's the hardest time to be able to clear our minds, and yet it's the exact time that we need to do so. When our children are acting difficult, we'll often say, it's time for a time out, and we'll give them that space, we'll give them that time to think about their actions in the hopes that they'll come back and change whatever behavior they were doing that was inappropriate or that we didn't like. Yet for us as adults, many times, we don't give ourselves that time out. We don't take away from the rush and the runaround in order to address that which is most important. And our salah is just that. Our salah is our time out. It's our opportunity to step away from the everyday, to step away from the busyness that consumes our lives, and to truly remind ourselves that Allahu Akbar, Allah is Al-Kabir, that He is greater than all else. So the next time we experience difficulty, we are struggling, we get into a heated debate or an argument with our spouse, we are trying to get our children to understand something and they're just not understanding, take a time out and raise your hands up and remind yourself of who is the greatest, and that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is greater than any difficulty we may be going through in that moment. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kabir, eases our difficulties for us, guides us every step of the way, and allows us to truly experience serenity and tranquility when we raise our hands in salah and begin with Allahu Akbar. Jazakumallahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.